This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Earlier, I brought up how I saw this long line that I had no explanation for when I was driving into the city yesterday morning, which of course is very early and it's before 5 o'clock and there's people that are lined up outside. And I said, what is going on here? I need to get to the bottom of this. And then when I left, the line had grown around the block and there was people with chairs. And I said, something interesting's going on. And I saw that the line ended at the Bowery Ballroom and did some investigating and turned out that Paul McCartney was doing some surprise shows there. And the only way that you could get tickets was to wait online. So Boomer and the foundation, they've got a great employee. His name is Mike Hill. He is very dedicated, takes pictures for them. He's a jack of all trades, sings at the Remington Awards event. I mean, this guy is just, he is so great and so dedicated to his craft that he actually finished the job when he split his scrotum open at the 40-mile bike tour a couple years ago. Did not stop, continued to take pictures after he crashed into a paraplegic biker. That's how dedicated he is. So it doesn't surprise me that he stayed on this line.
Yes.
To get these Paul McCartney tickets. So we wanted to get it firsthand. Good morning, Mike. How are you?
Oh, man. I'm great. Thank you so much for having me on, Gio and Boomer.
All right, Mike. Bob, your boss, told me that you started to stand online at 2 a.m. in the morning. How long did you wait online and did you ultimately get a ticket?
Yeah, first of all, I want to thank Bob for giving me the day off so I could do this. What a great guy. Thank you, Bob. And thank you, Boomer. So I got down there about 2:30, left the house at 2, got down there about 2:30. And there's about 30, I think I was 33rd in line. And we basically waited with a great group of people for about till 6 a.m. The sun came up and, you know, we're chatting, become fast friends. And the sun comes up and about 8 a.m. we think they're going to release tickets because we thought that the concert. Okay, so he played the concert on Tuesday, he played the concert on Wednesday, and we thought Thursday night was going to be the third concert. So we're just waiting for the tickets to be released. And the guy comes out and says, there's no show tonight. And everyone gets really sad and people leave and people are, you know, because they waited all night long.
Well, yeah, just like you did. Yeah.
It's raining. Ugh. Yeah, it's raining and we're cold and the morale's low. And the guy says, there's no show tonight. And he shows us a thing, says no show. We're like, oh, man, so should we stay or should we go? So 10 a.m. rolls around. I guess he gets a call from a producer, says, hey, there might be a show tomorrow night and they're going to release tickets. So basically by 1 p.m., so I'm staying in line from 2 in the morning to 1 p.m.
Oh, and the guy told you there was no show and you stood there still.
Yeah, it was wild. It was wild, but it was so worth it. And yeah, I got a ticket and super excited. I'm beyond excited.
So that's for tonight. So you're going to tonight's show.
I am pumped up. Valentine's Day show. Happy Valentine's Day, everybody.
I mean, man, that was 11 hours you stood in line?
Yeah. And
did you have to go to the bathroom or anything? Did you eat anything?
I didn't eat. I didn't go to the bathroom. I mean, we had lines for people that did, but I don't know, adrenaline pumping or something.
What made you think that there were possibly going to be tickets that were going to be sold? Like, when the guy comes out at 8 o'clock and said there's no show tonight, you stayed there until 1 o'clock. When did you find out that they were actually going to have a show that Friday night or tonight?
Well, he comes out. If your first 200 in line, he says, if you're first, you might want to stay. And we're like, what?
Did he say first that? Did he say that immediately after he said there's no show tonight? Or did you wait there hoping he would say that for a while?
Oh, no. That's 4 hours later.
So you just, were just on blind faith. Hoping there'd be a show Friday?
Absolutely. Everyone's blind faith. They're all thinking, you know, are we standing here? Is this stupid? Should I go to work? Some people came as far as Paris. I mean, there's a Parisian girl there. Yeah, oh, man. People came from... yeah.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah.
Are you going to the show with her on this Valentine's Day?
I think she wanted my ticket, but I wasn't giving it away. You know what I mean?
Wow, man, I didn't realize you are a diehard Paul McCartney fan. Obviously, the Beatles, the whole thing.
Absolutely.
Wow.
Absolutely.
I mean, to stand there that long and to have faith that there may be another show—that is incredible, Mike.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Well, yeah, I mean, he's the greatest in the world. I definitely would do it again. I mean,
Al told me to look at something.
Now what?
What?
He canceled the show tonight.
You're kidding. What?
It just said he's got the flu and he canceled the show.
You're kidding. All right.
Yeah, I'm kidding. Yeah, actually, no, I'm joking. No,
we're kidding, Mike. We're kidding,
Mike. No, I'm
kidding.
Oh, man. Oh, man.
There's still a show.
Oh,
there's still a
man.
Show.
I can't believe you just did that.
My heart. I switched my flight. You know, I was supposed to fly out. I switched my flight till tomorrow.
No, you're all good. You go. I was just messing
with
you.
All good. Don't worry about it. You'll be fine.
But anyway, they only released 80 tickets. That's the thing. You know, I was about 30 in line. And
where are all the other tickets going? I mean, I guess there's like 500 of them. So I guess there's just VIPs and stuff that they're giving them out to. Maybe who knows?
Yeah, I think that's what's going on. VIPs, and there's like A-listers coming. Like last night, Jerry Seinfeld was there, and
oh, he wasn't Tom waiting in line.
Hanks. Yeah, exactly. He wasn't.
Could
out
you
there.
Imagine Jerry Seinfeld waiting in line for these tickets?
Yeah, so he can do whatever he wants. In my opinion, it's Paul McCartney. So,
right.
Yeah,
I got you.
Is there any amount of money that you would take for that ticket?
My buddy was like, you probably could sell that for $50,000. I might take 20,000 might be pretty good for me.
You would take 20,000?
Maybe, because that'd do a lot for me.
Right well, obviously, but, it would do a lot for a lot of people, yeah. So,
I don't know. I mean, we talked about that, like, but they kind of set up where you have a wristband and a ticket. And so it's kind of, it'd be difficult to, I guess, get the wristband off and do the whole thing. But
I mean, if you're waiting 11 hours, you got to see him. How many times have you seen Paul McCartney?
I saw him once at Citi Field in, I think, 2009. And I was up in the rafters, like 30 million people. And then I saw him at the Barclays Center, I think it was like 2017. And saw him with my family there. But this is going to be so intimate. I mean, I'm getting down there. I'm going to try to get down there at like 1 p.m. today just to stand in line because it's general admission.
Yeah.
You know?
So you want to get close.
You know what you should do? You should bring a guitar and bring a microphone and sing outside and maybe make some extra money that way.
That'd be cool. Yeah. Maybe I should do that. I mean, I don't know what I'm going to do with the guitar when I get in, though. I guess check it. But.
Yeah, well, that's great, man. I bet you I'd be curious when I leave today if people are online to get in already. I'll send you a text or I'll tell Boomer to text you or whatever. I'm not sure if I may have your number, but I'll let you know if there's people already out there. So maybe you adjust and get there even earlier to make sure that you're there.
Yes, because everyone's wondering what time are you getting down there. And they're like, okay, we're going to come down 3 p.m. I want to go a little earlier, get right up front.
Yeah, I mean, it's not going to be a bad day today. I mean, it's not going to be so bad.
Right. And then how's that patched up scrotum in the cold weather? Is it still okay?
Everything all right? Great. Yeah. Thanks for asking. Yeah, it's really... I made a full recovery. You'll be happy to know. All the listeners out there. No, it's ridiculous.
They're concerned about you. They are.
Yeah, they are.
Thank you. And if you want to ride for my bike team and with Boomer Esiason, hit us up because it's a great cause. We're riding the Five-Borough Bike Tour again, May 4th this year.
Yeah.
That's going to be great.
Yep.
All right, Mike. Awesome stuff, man. You're the best. We thank you for calling in. And I will let you know because I will be going right around Bowery Ballroom. I'll send you a text and let you know if there's people standing out there because you might have to get out there like 11 o'clock if you want to get right up in front.
Maybe. Yes. Thank you.
All right, Mike. That is dedication.
All right, Mike. Thanks, brother. So, have a great day. Hill, have a great time tonight. That is dedication.
Yeah, for sure. Manager of Communications and Programs at the Boomer Esiason Foundation, yep. Mike Hill. That's his official title there.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The march to spring training and opening day is upon us. Rob Bradford from Baseball Isn't Boring here, and we'll have you covered every single day with podcasts that aim to educate, entertain, and inform you as a baseball fan. Follow Baseball Isn't Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.